poll, Kamala Harris rising as Beto O'Rourke edges in. By Michelle Moons on March 20, 2019. Striving 2020 presidential contender Kamala Harris jumped 8 points to take the third slot in a field of 17, according to a poll CNN released late Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden topped the list with 28% support among Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents polled March 14 to 17 by SSRS. Rolling up in second was Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 20%, followed by Harris at 12%. Harris's station was up 4% since December. Her support rose in several fields but most prominently among Democrats, liberals, women, and racial and ethnic minorities, as opposed to independents, moderates, men, and whites. Hot on Harris's heels was newly announced candidate Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke of Texas with 11%. All other current and potential competitors for the Democrat presidential nomination fell into the single digits. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 6%, former Secretary of State John Kerry at 4%, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar each at 3%. The remainder of the group fell at or below 1%. 4 in 10 respondents logged enthusiasm for voting for president in 2020 as extremely enthusiastic. CNN measured this as a high not rivaled since a close 37% in 2008. Live interviewers randomly polled 1,003 adults in the survey comprised of 456 Democrats and independents who lean Democrat and 448 Republicans and independents who lean Republican. Republicans and independents leaning Republican. At 76%, vastly believed keeping President Donald Trump as their nominee in 2020 provides the best shot at winning the presidency. Just 17% favored another than Trump nominee. More than half of Democrats and independents-leaning Democrat characterized the Democrat field as wide open. On the issues, Republicans and Democrats diverge. Republicans polled prioritized immigration and economy as their top issues, while Democrats put a candidate's personal attributes, immigration, the economy and health care all about evenly, the report stated. Republicans placed a candidate's ideology and position on issues as secondary to economy and immigration. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.